Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Tim Morehouse, a 31-year-old Olympic fencer who competed in Beijing last summer, returning with his team with a silver medal. Tim is the national spokesman for Kid Fitness and promotes healthy lifestyles for youth. Our topic? How to help kids find their passion. Joining us is my brother, mental game expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Tim.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Great.
Well, let's see. Tell us a little bit about finding your passion. I'm sure that's an issue that you dealt with in your life. I think you told me at one point that your parents were very supportive of you and let you guide yourself. I'm not sure if that's the right word.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was very fortunate, and I think my parents really encouraged me to try different things. And, you know, they really encouraged me just to do things that I loved. And I think ultimately that's why, you know, I've been fencing for 18 years, and where I know there are a lot of people who I grew up with whose parents really pushed them into doing, you know, fencing or different sports. They ended up kind of, you know, jumping out of it as soon as they had a chance. And, you know, for me, it's just something that I love doing. And I think for people who do things really well, I definitely think it starts with, you know, being passionate and really loving what you're doing.
Right. When you say jump out of it as soon as they can, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, just in terms of try, you know, how do you try things out?
You mean that they don't stick with it?
No, well, I think, you know, it's important. You know, I actually don't have any kids, but I do have, you know, coached and done a lot of different things. So I think when kids are trying stuff out, they're definitely, you know, some guidance that parents can provide, because, you know, a lot of things someone might enjoy. There are a lot of stories of people trying something out and they don't like it initially. So I think there is a level of, like, you know, you want to make sure a child has enough time to, like, see if they enjoy it, which usually means trying it out more than once. But doing it, you know, over a little bit of time just to see, like, you know, maybe that's something that's going to grow on you. Because I know with fencing in the beginning, I actually was almost kicked off my fencing team because I was skipping practice a lot. And then, you know, over time, I just really, really realized that I love doing it.
That's interesting. And I guess the question is, and I'm sure Patrick will jump in at this point, is how do you do that? How do you encourage them to hang in there without pressuring them?
Well, you know, I think it's a balance, and obviously a lot is going to depend on, you know, who, the child and the parent and the relationship. But I think it just is a matter of encouraging kids to try different things, to bring them to a lot of different activities. I think especially when kids are young, a big aspect of a lot of it is social, like making friends and doing stuff they enjoy. So that's definitely a part of it. I think generally if kids find friends in the activities they're doing, that's kind of a thing that will keep them doing it, and that, you know, they'll realize they really like doing the activity because they like doing it, or they'll realize, you know, they're just kind of doing it socially, which I think either is all right. But I think that, you know, in the long run, I think really it's a mindset of, like, you know, find the things that you're passionate about, because I think those are generally the things you can do the best. Even if you start slow, if you really love something, you'll get good at it.
Right. Well, it's interesting because I think this is a very big topic for parents, because they, you know, we as parents just want our kids to enjoy the many benefits of taking part in sports. And it's sometimes hard to strike that balance of, you know, kind of pushing them towards sport or just kind of letting them decide on their own. Now, Patrick, what are your views on this?
Well, I'm in line with Tim, of course, about providing the opportunities for them to participate in various sports, whatever that be. And I do believe it can be very social. At least in our family, it's turned out to be, you know, kids, they love hanging around with other kids. But, you know, I'm curious, Tim, you know, as it gets more competitive, though, when now the training requirements have to you have to start upping the training requirements to stay in the sport or to stay at a competitive level or keep raising your game, then I think Lisa's point about, okay, then how do you continue to encourage kids that are reaching those higher levels of competition to, you know, continue to work hard and train and maybe some of those other benefits that they're getting, you know, aren't as clear cut for them. You know, the social benefits aren't as clear cut. Now it's a little bit more competitive for them. A lot of the parents that contact us struggle with this. They want to encourage their kids to train and to work hard, but yet not pressure them. So there must have been a point in your career where you had to up the training, you had to start working hard, and, you know, where did your parents sit at that point?
Well, you know, my parents always, you know, sort of drove me to my fencing matches and, you know, encouraged me to work harder and do those things. I think just what I've seen in my experience where it seems to, you know, quote-unquote cross the line is when parents kind of get involved micromanaging, you know, what's happening, like almost trying to become a coach. So I think it's important that parents, you know, encourage our kids to work hard and train and share with them their experiences. They want to get better. It's going to be hours. But I found that it's when the parents are kind of at practice or at games, like yelling at their kid or doing things like that, that it's kind of a little bit, that's when it kind of goes a little bit over the line. But, you know, it's a process. I think I always encourage people when they're starting fencing to start slow. You know, sometimes people get really excited about something and they start training 5 days a week right at the beginning. And I actually discourage people from doing that. You know, come once a week, twice a week. See that you really enjoy it. Be consistent with it. And if you've done that consistently for enough period of time, whether that's a year or 2 years, the kid will start, I think the kid is going to understand, hey, I want to be good at this. And I've brought this into my life now and I can start adding an extra day here, an extra day there, and really upping what I'm trying to do. But I think it is a matter of sort of starting slow and just being, I think consistency is a big part, because it is a matter of like fitting in the sport and academics and everything into your life. So, you know, I'm a big fan of like trying things and then as it develops over time, start to do more and more, and it'll be a lot more manageable than just sort of diving in right away. I mean, sports are ultimately something you're going to hopefully do for your whole life.
You know, that's really, that's an interesting, because I'm not sure I see parents doing it that way. I see them, you know, just kind of getting, just jumping right into the scene and getting very involved. And that's, in some ways, due to the way that the whole sports scene is set up right now. It's just, it becomes very intense very quickly.
And I think there's a lot of pressure. I agree with that. There's a lot of pressure. I mean, even from when I was sort of playing Little League Baseball, you know, to now everyone's got needs like private lessons and hitting and, you know, pitching. And it's like people are, I think, very much pressured because now there's a whole industry around that's grown rapidly around personal training and specialized training. But I think, you know, there's certain sports like gymnastics where if the kid is going to be in, they need to be, you know, training like crazy when they're, you know, 6 or 7 years old. But I think for a lot of other sports, there can be a little bit more pacing to it.
No.
But it is a tough pressure. I agree. I think that's part of what our society is right now, is really to go like dive in and have all this type of stuff happening.
Now, when you say pacing, is there any way you can describe that more specifically, or
pacing?
Slow? When you talk about pacing or going slowly, is there any way to just being clear or offering an example?
Yeah. I mean, as I said, I think when I was coaching and when I see people sort of be really successful long term, they generally come to fencing and they might do it once a week, twice a week when they start, and really just learn to have fun doing it before they worry about the competitiveness. And the competitiveness always comes. I mean, that's natural. Once someone starts doing something, they want to be better at it. Once they're doing a sport, they want to win. But really, I think it's, you know, kids have a lot going on in their lives these days, and so do parents. They have school and everything else. So starting once or twice a week, seeing how that goes over a few months, kind of evaluating. I think it's important when kids start something that, you know, with the parent, they agree, you know what, let's try this for 3 months, really give it the time to see if it's something you enjoy. And then at 3 months, you know, is this something you want to do more of, yes or no, and then start to add. So I think it's a matter of just starting slow. When I talk about pacing, I just mean over the course of a year, you know, if you overwhelm a child with it in school and everything else, I think that's when you can lead to this sort of kickback where the child starts to really hate what they're doing, or even when the parents get overly involved, it might even not even be the sport. They just want to kind of protest against their parents or their teenagers. So they'll almost, you know, act like they're not enjoying it despite their parents, which I've seen too.
Well, now, I have a question for you. Twice in my career as a sports parent, my kids have chosen to drop one sport. When my son played basketball and soccer, and he dropped soccer at one point, and then eventually went back to it playing co-ed soccer, which I thought was great. And then my daughter dropped soccer for dance. But I have to say that both times, it was really, really hard for me to just kind of let go and say, all right, no more soccer games for me. And I'm curious about your opinion about this.
I mean, on my end, I think I had I guess I've learned that my parents are a little bit atypical in that they supported me in all those decisions, so I feel very fortunate because I never, you know, baseball was really my sport when I was young, and I think my parents loved coming to the games, but then as I found fencing, you know, baseball started taking more of a back seat, but my parents were just very, the whole time encouraging and positive about the change. I never once got from my parents, you should do this more than that. You know, they just wanted me to do well in school and do the things that I love to do outside of it.
Well, Tim, it's been really nice hearing your point of view, and I thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you guys so much for having me.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.